You know what's stopping most people from creating anything? It's not lack of ideas, it's not lack of time, it's not even lack of talent. It's the belief that if something isn't going to be amazing, it's not worth making at all. We've been brainwashed into thinking that everything we put out into the world needs to be perfect, polished, ready for prime time. And this obsession with quality is literally killing creativity before it even has a chance to exist. I'm here to tell you something that might sound counterintuitive. Make stuff even if it's bad, especially if it's bad. The internet has done this weird thing to our brains. We see these incredibly polished videos, these perfect Instagram posts, these flawless pieces of art, and we forget that behind every single one of those is probably hundreds of terrible attempts that never saw the light of day. But here's what perfectionism actually is. It's fear wearing a fancy outfit. Your perfectionism isn't trying to make you better, it's trying to keep you safe, and safe is the enemy of growth. Think about when you were a kid. You drew stick figures and thought they were masterpieces. You sang songs that were completely off key and didn't care. You told stories that made no sense and were proud of them. What happened to that version of you? You learned to be self-conscious. You learned that some things are good and some things are bad. And you decided you'd rather make nothing than make something bad. The problem is, bad is not the opposite of good. It's the beginning of good. Every single person you admire, every creator whose work makes you feel something, started by making terrible stuff. Genuinely bad stuff. You can't edit a blank page. You can't improve something that doesn't exist. The distance between making nothing and making something bad is enormous. The distance between making something bad and making something good is actually pretty small. It's just practice and iteration. And honestly, most of the stuff you think is bad probably isn't even that bad. We're our own worst critics. Your bad art might inspire someone to start creating. Your terrible writing might make someone feel less alone. Some of the most beloved art in the world was created by people who thought they were making something else entirely. Some of the most successful businesses started as side projects that their founders didn't take seriously. Some of the most meaningful relationships began with awkward conversations that both people thought went terribly. You don't get to skip the bad phase. It's not optional. It's not something that happens to other people while you magically start it good. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has to go through the phase where their output doesn't match their taste. The only way out is through. Start ugly. Start small. Start imperfect. Make the thing that's been sitting in your head for months. Write the story. Record the song. Paint the picture. Build the app. Start the podcast. Whatever it is, make it badly. Make it quickly. Make it before you talk yourself out of it. The world doesn't need another person sitting on the sidelines waiting until they're ready to contribute something perfect. The world needs more people willing to try, willing to fail, willing to make bad stuff on their way to making good stuff. Your bad stuff is better than most people's nothing, and your good stuff, which will come if you keep making bad stuff, that's going to be something special. But you'll never get there if you don't start here. So make stuff. Make it badly. Make it anyway.